KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 64 degrees. We're looking for partly cloudy skies here today, a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping Southwest Iowa news, an accident involving a skid loader resulted in the death of a man Tuesday afternoon in Fremont County. The sheriff's office reports deputies were notified at around 2:30 p.m. that a single vehicle accident involving a skid loader had occurred near the intersection of 370th Avenue and 200th Street, which is near Farragut. Deputies determined 56-year-old Timothy Henry Shirley of Thurman was operating a John Deere 33-3D compact track loader, removing trees from a ditch located southwest of the intersection on 370th Avenue. The skid loader overturned, coming to rest with its cab facing down near the bottom of the ditch. Upon arrival of rescue personnel, they found Shirley deceased inside the enclosed cab of the loader. An exact cause of death is unknown at this time. Deputies are awaiting the result of an autopsy. The skid loader itself was not damaged. Farragut Fire and Rescue, Shenandoah Fire and Rescue, and the Fremont County Medical Examiner's Office all assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with the call. A collision between a van and a semi in Harrison County Tuesday morning resulted in the death of a Nebraska man. The state patrol says 37-year-old Kevin Bright of Omaha died from injuries he suffered when the 2013 Ford van he was driving struck the rear of a 2010 Peterbilt semi driven by 51-year-old Bradley Davis of Red Cloud, Nebraska. The accident happened at around 8 a.m. in a construction zone on Highway 30 at 180th Street. Officials say Davis was eastbound and had stopped at the stop sign at a construction zone waiting for a pilot car when, for reasons unknown, the van, which was also eastbound, hit the rear of the truck. Kevin Bright, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Woodbine Rescue to the hospital in Missouri Valley, where he was pronounced dead. One person was injured during a single vehicle accident at around 6 p.m. Tuesday, also in Harrison County. The state patrol says 73-year-old Linda Bug of Crescent, Oklahoma, was traveling south on Interstate 29 at about mile marker 78. When, for reasons unknown, the 2006 GMC 1500 pickup she was driving entered the median, re-entered I-29, and went out of control in the southbound lanes. The pickup came to rest on its top in a southbound west lane facing northbound. The truck was hauling a bumper hitch camper that came to rest in the west ditch off I-29, still attached to the pickup. Bug, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported by Missouri Valley Rescue to the hospital in Missouri Valley. Authorities say an investigation by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office into multiple burglaries occurring within the city of Walnut has resulted in an arrest. 38-year-old Jason W. Anderson of Walnut was arrested on charges that include ongoing criminal conduct, 9 counts of burglary in the third degree, attempted burglary, 3 counts of theft in the fourth degree, 2 counts of fifth degree theft, and 2 counts of criminal mischief. Anderson is alleged to have committed burglaries at several locations, including the Peace United Church of Christ, First Presbyterian Church, St. Patrick's Catholic Church, the Calvary Baptist Church, the Village Blacksmith Mall, Rusty Farm Girls Primitives, Mabel's Old Fashioned Rose, and Forget-Me-Nots, where there were 2 incidents. After receiving tips from the community, searches were conducted in the city of Walnut, the city of Avoca, and the city of Harlan. The tips led to the recovery of the property taken during the burglaries. The Pott County Sheriff's Office is continuing to investigate the incidents to determine if any further charges will be filed. The Sheriff's Office was assisted during their investigation by the Shelby County Sheriff's Office and Harlan Police Department. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a man wanted on a Shelby County warrant for assault causing serious injury was arrested in Walnut Monday evening. 38-year-old Jason Wayne Anderson of Walnut was taken into custody without incident by a Pott County deputy at around 6 p.m. in the 500 block of Country Street. And a Council Bluffs man was arrested Monday afternoon for driving while suspended. Or rather, while barred, that is, 28-year-old Christopher Smith was taken into custody in Minden after a deputy observed Smith's pickup did not have license plates and had initiated a traffic stop. Sheriff's deputies in Shelby County Monday afternoon arrested 26-year-old Zachary David Sneathen of Portsmouth after deputies were called to a residence there. Sneathen was charged with public intoxication second offense, a serious misdemeanor. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail without incident and was awaiting a final appearance before the magistrate. In the funeral announcements, Larry J. Wheeler, age 72 of Exira, died Friday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Larry Wheeler will be today at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Alan D. Jacobson, age 88 of Audubon, died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Alan Jacobson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Anna Mary Nelson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Anna Nelson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joseph H. Tigges, Jr., age 89, of Dedham, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Tigges, Jr. will be Friday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Dedham. Sharp Funeral Home of Carroll has the arrangements. Peyton Rose Shadden of Atlantic was born and welcomed into heaven on July 22nd at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. A visitation in memory of Peyton Rose Shadden will be held Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harry Rasmussen Sand, age 94, of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A visitation for Harry Sand will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon, followed by 1 p.m. graveside service with a full military honors in the Union Cemetery at Guthrie Center. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Chester H. Town, age 77, of Cumberland, died July 26th at the Exira Care Center. A visitation for Chester Town will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Pat Cullen, age 59, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Pat Cullen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Lacey Corina Dills, age 36, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died Monday at her home. Memorial services for Lacey Dills will be held at a later date. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.